Rinse, Repeat. Written by Senya. Read by Raven. Summary. I believe your actual words were, "Data, I'm only going to tell you this just once. It never happened." Sometimes Data's perfect recall saves their lives. Sometimes it's a less appealing ability. Tasha finds him on deck 12 in the corridor near the holodeck. "Ah, Data, a word, if I may?" she asks, casually, as if she hadn't just tracked his comm badge. She places one hand on his arm, just enough pressure to encourage him to slow down. "I'm quite certain that you may, Lieutenant," he says agreeably. "We're off duty, Data," Tasha says, smiling at him. "Tasha's fine." Data nods his head once and turns to walk with her to the observation lounge. They come to a standstill in front of the windows. Tasha doesn't think she will ever get over how awe-inspiring the stars are and the speed they travel past them. "It is very beautiful out there," Data says, "but I hardly think you brought me here to look at the view." Tasha turns to face him. "About the other day," she trails off. "It shouldn't be this difficult." Data looks puzzled. "Perhaps if you were more specific about the day you are referring to, I would be able to determine what you require or wish to discuss." Tasha swallows. "The Psi 2000 intoxication," she says, and hopes that's sufficient information for Data to come to a logical conclusion. "If you wish to discuss an aspect of the infection or of the cure, I would have thought Dr. Crusher would be able to help you." Tasha sighs. "No, Data, I don't want to discuss anything technical. I just..." "Yes?" "What we did that day." "Ah," Data says, a wave of understanding followed by bemusement on his face. "But afterwards, you said..." "I know I said I didn't want to talk about it afterwards." "I believe your actual words were, 'Data, I'm only going to tell you this just once. It never happened.'" Sometimes Data's perfect recall saved their lives. Sometimes it's a less appealing ability. "Look," Tasha scrubs at her forehead and then decides to plow on regardless. "Look, Data, I know what I said. And I know we were both intoxicated at the time. So what we did, well, it wasn't exactly by choice. We just couldn't help ourselves. And you are embarrassed about it and wish to ensure that I will never inform anyone of what transpired in your quarters." "No, I mean, yes, I am embarrassed, and obviously I don't want you telling people about it, though I think most of the crew did things that day they'd rather weren't broadcast. But the thing is, I don't want to forget it."
"You don't?"
"No, it was good. You were good. You were everything I needed. Kind and gentle and loving." Tasha takes a deep breath and reaches out for him. She takes one of his hands in hers. It feels warm, human. "It wasn't random, you know. I didn't just pull you into my quarters because you were there. It was because it was you."
"It was?"
"Yes, and my embarrassment isn't because we had sex or because you're an android. It's because I took advantage of your intoxicated state." "You were intoxicated too," Data points out. "And I am your superior officer, so that would suggest that I am the one who should feel embarrassed, if I were capable of feeling such an emotion." "Aren't all human emotions uncomfortable in some respects? My research into the matter has suggested as much." Tasha considers it. "I think you're probably right." She considers her attraction to Data, her affection, and more for him. They could be described as uncomfortable emotions, but she wouldn't give them up for anything. She tries to put that into words. "Some feelings might not be easy, but they make life exciting and wonderful."
"And that is why you wished to remind me of the other day."
"Actually, I was hoping we could repeat the other day, but sober this time."
"In full possession of our decision-making capacities, you mean?"
Data says. His smile is a little awkward, but it's a smile nonetheless. "Yes, that's exactly what I mean."
"That would be agreeable to me."
Tasha smiles. "Me too," she says, and leans in and kisses him.
The end. Thanks for listening.